Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, happy Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've been covering a lot of stuff this morning. We just had the chairman of the Republican National Committee on last hour. You can go back and listen to our interview with Michael Wadley there on the podcast. Anywhere you upload your podcast, you can get the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've also got it up on demand there and on the Odyssey app. You can hit the rewind button and you can listen to it. Cully Stimson was on earlier, senior legal fellow at Heritage. We were talking about a whole bunch of stuff like that DOJ joining the NRA suit against the weapons ban over in Illinois. There's lots of stories this morning in addition to what's going on with Iran and Israel. So stay tuned. We'll have a little more reaction to that this hour because Taylor Riggs is going to be joining us from the Big Money Show. There on the Fox Business Network, and I'm sure the markets are reacting to this as well because inevitably it causes oil prices to rise when tensions rise in the Middle East. What does that look like? We'll get Taylor's take on all of that for you at about 8:35 this morning. had a fantastic time yesterday. I have to tell you, I went over to the Rain St. Louis West. You've heard me talking about this a little bit, and of course they are they're giving away some ammunition to listeners of this show. So go to their website, to therangestl.com/ammo. If you want a chance to win, 5 people are going to each win 1,000 rounds. That was cool. But the bigger thing is Impact Life was over there yesterday. I'm nursing a wound this morning from giving blood. I went and did my part yesterday. They're having a bit of a shortage right now on blood, as they always tend to do in the summer months. People have a lot of things going on. They don't think about donating. So they had their blood mobile out there yesterday, but they've got 4 physical locations in the greater St. Louis area. If you are of a mind to donate, if that's what you don't mind, you like to do because you're giving back, they could use the blood. I talked to one of their managers yesterday, and she's like, hey, anytime we can get extra donations, that always helps this time of year because the demand goes up in the summer and the donations go down. So if you can help out with Impact Life, that would be great. And, of course, thanks to our friends at The Range because they're always trying to do things to give back to our community. We appreciate that. All right, Drew, let's get to our shortlist right now, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is the kind of coarseness that America doesn't like, and they're just unrelenting in diversionary activity. This has nothing to do with cutting Medicaid costs, helping clean energy, keeping hungry kids fed.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer doesn't like the fact that they're going to hold a hearing today on the fact that we had a dementia patient in the White House for nearly 4 years. And who knows who was running the place? The U.S. Senate is going to be asking some of those questions in a hearing this morning.
Prosecuting attorney for Madison County is leading new calls for a ban on certain firearms in Illinois to be ruled unconstitutional. State's attorney Tom Hayne joining dozens of other Illinois elected state's attorneys in this lawsuit.
Thank you, Tom Hayne, over there. We appreciate that. In Madison County, trying to fight this ridiculous weapons ban that J.B. Pritzker's put in place. And now the DOJ is also filing a brief in support of overturning that ban. That's all good news.
To be coming out of our country. I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship, and I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world, to now be turned into one of the worst countries.
I am starting a GoFundMe page to fly Ilhan Omar back so she can go back and enjoy just how great Somalia was. Why the hell did you come to this country to begin with would be my question to her.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
Yeah. We're forming in conservative circles a circular firing squad. Can I just tell you that? And I want to talk about that for a minute this morning. That is obviously Ted Cruz on as a guest with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is like one of those hippies in the 1960s protesting the war in Washington, D.C. I don't know if this happened overnight. He's claiming it's going to threaten America and the great America is going to topple if we assist one of our strongest allies in the world, really the only country in the Middle East with a democracy in place, a true democracy. And if we support them to keep them from getting nuked, somehow it's going to lead to the demise of America. I don't know. I'm not on board with this. I'm a big Tucker fan. I have been for a long time. I think he's off base with this. He takes an opportunity. He gets Senator Ted Cruz on there, and he's asking him if he knows how many people, these gotcha questions, live in Iran. Shouldn't you know that if you want to topple their government? Well, I'm a Ted Cruz. What the hell difference does it make? If there's 80 million or 100 million of them, they've turned their country over to insane lunatics, Islamic lunatics. Who cares what the population is? But Tucker Carlson's had to make a big deal out of that, and we're playing gotcha with our own people here. I don't understand that at all. The other one I don't understand is Marjorie Taylor Greene, for goodness sake. MTG, I agree with her a lot of stuff, and she is so virulently against us dropping a bomb on a nuclear site in Iran that this is what she had to say yesterday. Go to cut 15 for me, please, Drew.
It is not anti-Semitic to say that we do not want to go to war against Iran or any other country. That is not anti-Semitic at all. It's actually rational, it's sane, and it's loving to people all over the world. A Middle Eastern war will pull America back 20 years, just like you showed in your intro for your show. It's exactly the lies that we were told after 9/11, and many people know it's not true. So I'm completely opposed to this war. Of course, we don't want to see the people in Israel bombed, but they're only being bombed because Israel attacked Iran first. And that's the truth that we need to be talking about.
I see a situation here where many people in my own movement on the conservative side want to tie the hands of the leader of the free world to some insane promise to never, ever punch. And you cannot do that for the person who is the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. When you see evil, sometimes you need to punch it in the nose. You do. Particularly where you've got people committed to, when they call you the great Satan and Israel the little Satan. They would wipe Israel off the map tomorrow, given the opportunity. They'd do the same thing with New York City or L.A. or Chicago. I mean, I'm starting to name all big Democratic cities here, but I'm talking about population centers. If they could get a missile on an ICBM and land it there, they would do it to hurt America. If we know we can prevent that, you can't take that off the table for the leader of the free world. And that's why I'm at odds right now with Tucker and MTG. And I don't quite understand where they're going with this. We need to be forceful at times because we can. With great power comes great responsibility. We need to make this a reasoned decision, but it may be that the President of the United States needs to take that action. I don't want to see his hands tied by members of his own party by threatening that it's somehow going to end his presidency. I don't think that's true. This can be done properly, and I trust President Trump to make the right decision. Again, coming up, we'll talk to Taylor Riggs at the bottom of the hour. And we talked to Chad Pergram there just before we took the break at the top of the hour about the hearing. And that sort of took the place of where we would do a Scott on the Spot. We're going to get to our friend Scott Jagow coming up right after the break.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
Well, I just wanted to point out a couple of stories regarding tornado relief and tornado aftermath. KSDK had a good one this morning about a man named Tony Stewart who lost his home during the May 16th tornado. So he's been sleeping in his semi across the street for the last month. But in the meantime, he is taking his days to feed more than 100 people every day in North St. Louis. And he's got a partner, and they're grilling out, and every day from late morning till early evening, they're out there grilling and serving food to people who, you know, see, he says some people don't have anything, and at least they can give them a meal or two a day. And so I just love when people step up. And he's homeless.
He's homeless, living in his 18-wheeler.
Exactly.
So is he, I guess, not working right now at all?
It sounds like he's not. Maybe he has a little bit of money saved up and he can manage to do this. But that's just, it's a great story. It's just one of the many stories that have happened in the last month.
So his home, one of the ones completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's waiting on settlement, or does it say if he had insurance? That those are the people I feel the worst for. And you know, I get it. I talked to somebody the other day that said, I haven't had health insurance in 15 years. And I'm like, what do you mean you haven't had health insurance? He said, it's a gamble that has paid off for me. I don't have those premiums. I've been lucky and I haven't been sick. So it's a gamble if you don't do that. Same with the home insurance. For the people that own their homes and then didn't insure them, that gamble did not pay off. And now they're kind of stuck. I don't know that they're going to get the money they need from a FEMA or the city Ram settlement to rebuild.
Right. There's a couple hundred million available there, but how does that all get dispersed?
How do you determine it, right? Like, if I did have insurance and I'm the responsible one, why is the other guy getting the money? Like,
right.
There's a fairness question there as well.
Other efforts that are going on. Last night there was a concert at Del Mar Maker District, which really got hit hard. That's that pretty new district with all these new restaurants, and some of them have reopened. But that place was hit way harder than I think people even realize who haven't seen it.
Is that person. East of the Loop, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's east of the Loop. But they did a nice free concert last night to raise tens of thousands of dollars for tornado relief. Four Hands Brewery is doing something as well, a big fundraiser. They're calling it Brick by Brick, which I thought is a really interesting part of this story. I read a story this morning about what is going to happen to all these bricks, because, you know, obviously St. Louis is the brick city. And it's kind of fascinating that in other cities like Chicago, they buy St. Louis bricks at a premium. I didn't know this. And then in the southern states as well, people where they're doing multi-million dollar developments, they want St. Louis bricks and they'll pay for them. So that,
wow.
Yeah.
Because of the color, the quality? What is it?
Yeah, it's the quality mainly, and they want them from the early 20th century. The best bricks in the world. And so
and I guess
now
if you're sitting
a bunch
on
of them,
a pile and it's right. worth some money, you might sell it.
That's what this story talks about. I think everyone seems to be aware that we don't want to lose all the bricks that made St. Louis famous for its bricks. But the fact that these buildings have come down and they're just piles of these bricks everywhere from the early 20th century, there's a market for them. And that's another little piece of this story that people probably haven't thought about.
What are bricks worth?
Well, it says reclaimed St. Louis bricks in Chicago sell for $1.50 each, or $800 for a pallet of 530. That's 20% more than reclaimed Chicago bricks.
Huh.
So they do pay a 20% premium for St. Louis bricks.
Now, if they have bullet holes in them, does that add or take away? No, I had to ask. Well, that's interesting, though. I had no idea that there was that big of a market for that.
Yeah, and there's such a it's a valued piece of local history, and
sure.
Certainly don't want to lose that.
Well, but it's going to change the whole landscape if they go in and put a bunch of boxy looking houses up there in place of those.
Exactly.
Yeah, loses a little bit of the character. Thought about that as I was driving through there the other night, looking at the damage. There are just places where homes are just flattened. There's really nothing left but a pile of bricks and wood sticking out of it. It's unbelievable. All right. Thank you, Scott. Coming up, we will get to Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox. And obviously, with whatever's going on in Iran, we don't know how quickly that may or may not happen. It's going to impact the market, most likely the oil prices first, which means your gasoline prices. We'll get to all that and more with Taylor and tell you more about a fundraiser honoring some local police officers wounded in the line of duty. It's coming up a little later this month. We'll be right back. All right, if you know that sound, that is my lurch drop that I use from the Adams Family, because that's how I feel when I hear that the Fed is meeting again. And I know my guest Taylor Riggs of the Big Money Show there on the Fox Business Network probably understands that as well. Taylor, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Happy Fed Day.
Happy, is it though?
I mean,
oh boy, they're going to get together to, I assume they'll talk among other things about how This Middle East conflict could impact the markets, right?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting because this is kind of a wild card, especially when you think about energy is one of the biggest drivers of inflation. Now, it's volatile, and the Fed really likes to look at a measure that we call core PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. Not so much the headline CPI, which is where if oil prices go up, we get a lot of that volatility. But if they've been worried about inflation from tariffs that haven't yet materialized, and now you're throwing in this wild card, this actually may put them on standby a little bit just to see again how all of this pans out from an inflationary front. Frankly, from a labor market front, things are also pretty strong. 4.2% employment's pretty good, especially if you were around a couple decades ago when it was a much, much higher unemployment rate. But again, you're seeing sort of a softening, but maybe perhaps a normalizing of the economy. And that means that they could, I'm hearing maybe they'll cut rates a couple times, in the second half of the year. But I absolutely agree that this Middle East conflict, if you're getting any bottlenecks, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz, which is 20% of global oil supply,
yes,
and the exports there, that could really throw a wild card. So I think we're all sort of waiting to see how they continue to balance their dual mandate, which is maximum employment and price stability, which is inflation.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know if you remember this or not, Taylor. I want to play something for you here. Hang on.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it's a tribute to Brian Wilson there. But, that song, I posted this on my Facebook page yesterday because the dinging you hear in the background there is showing the price of gas going up as they sing about bombing Iran. And I posted it not to encourage bombing, but to remind people that this debate has been going on for a long time.
Yes.
And I don't know what the answer to it is, but is it not true that whatever amount of oil comes out of that part of the world these days is a much smaller slice than it used to be? Am I not right about that?
Yes. No, you're spot on. And, over the weekend, I was hanging out with a friend of mine who's an energy analyst over at a big bank. And we were a little bit nervous when we saw some headlines that Israel had been bombing oil and gas fields in Iran, except that they've been very strategic. Those were primarily for domestic consumption. And we haven't seen a hit in terms of the international exports. And here's why. 2 points. Oil is Iran's largest revenue driver. They sell nothing else but oil. So they can't stop international exports because they need the money to fund this war. Second, their biggest customer is China. China is not someone that you want to tick off. So Iran isn't going to stop global exports because China is their buyer, who is also in Iran's camp, so to speak. So I actually, and so far, we have not heard that they have shut down that Strait of Hormuz, which is very important. The other point I want to make about how this is more of a domestic issue for Iran than more of an international global oil supply disruption is I think, and I'm reading into this, but Trump was very smart to go to the Middle East last month, where he shored up support with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Dubai, all of those regions to really further isolate Iran. OPEC, which is obviously Saudi Arabia is a big leader in that, has even said as recently as a week ago, they're prepared to increase oil production to help keep prices low.
Right.
So we were all talking about this big trip to the Middle East in terms of the AI investments, but I actually think it was to make sure that the OPEC region outside of Iran knew that they still needed to keep pumping oil to keep prices low. So I'm not worried in terms of oil right now at $75 a barrel. The high this year before President took over was 80.
Wow.
We're not at $100 a barrel. So could the gas go up at the pump a few cents? Absolutely. But I don't see this right now escalating into a broader global oil hit, if that makes sense, for
it
all
does.
Of those reasons.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained it that way. It makes a lot of sense. I think if all of this wasn't going on in Israel and Iran, everybody in Wall Street would be focused on whether or not they're going to pass the big, beautiful bill. And they
yes.
seem to have forgotten that, because there's a huge tax increase that's coming our way if that thing doesn't pass.
So we finally got the text from the Senate's version of the big, beautiful bill. Now, this is going to have to go back down to the House
right.
to repass it, because the changes, you know, again, are significant enough that you need the House to re-sign off on the new bill from the Senate. But everyone keeps telling me, and I'm a huge fan of Larry Kudlow, who hosts our 4 p.m. Eastern show here on Fox Business and used to work in the Trump administration in his first term, it will pass. What it looks like at the end of the game, I'm not sure. There's been a big to-do about the SALT, the state and local tax deduction, but that was a plug-in number of $10,000. The House wanted a $40,000 cap. There's some changes on terms of the green energy phase outs for the credit. So I think it will get done. We're just going to have to find more room to meet in the middle. The debt and the deficit hawks out there, I hear them. I am one of them. But again, with all of this conflict, the 10-year yield is back below a 440, which helps us when we're paying interest on our debt of about, I think, $1 trillion a year or so. So, lots of moving parts, but I think you're right. Wall Street, I think, is confident that the big, beautiful bill will get passed. It just isn't, it's going to look somewhere in the middle of the two different versions of the bills that we've seen so far.
That's a good point. You know, Taylor, I'm proud that one of these days I'm going to be able to say that I knew you when, that I had you on the air when you were on the Fox Business Channel. I see you all over Big Fox now. I saw you on the Will Cain Show yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's fun. We just trying to explain to people the way wages work, the way immigration is working, the way the economy is working. You know, we're just out there doing our thing.
And you do it very well. Taylor, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Taylor Riggs there, host of the Big Money Show, currently on the Fox Business Network. Maybe one of the future big stars there on Fox, because I think she's very smart and she does a great job for sure. All right. Do you remember back in May when three police officers over in Fairview Heights got injured in the line of duty? It's a risk every police officer faces every day. There is a fundraiser coming up, a little bit of fun involved in trying to help out those officers. It's happening over in the Metro East, and we're going to tell you how you can take part after the break. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. Just a quick reminder from my friend Brian out at Lit Cigar Lounge, who we're doing some work with these days. Tomorrow night, I know it's sort of last minute, but tomorrow night they're having a complimentary wild turkey tasting there at Lit. And, of course, that's out in the Chesterfield Valley in the district. And you can swing by there between 6 and 8 if you can work it in and get to taste some of the great wild turkey bottles they're going to have out there. That's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate what they do and their support here at the radio station. All right. You know, we also support our first responders in every way we can. If you remember back in May, three Fairview Heights police officers responded to a call. The suspects started shooting at them. Three of them were injured. Officer Molly Munich, Officer Hermino Ramundi was shot in the arm, and also Officer Andrew Ward was shot. And they're all recovering, and there is an event that's been planned, a Rock the Blue event over in Belleville. Right now we have Renee Eichholz with us, and Renee is, of course, with Copper Fire, one of the co-owners of Copper Fire there in Belleville. And we also have Connie Tilley, who's the co-owner of the venue on Main. And ladies, welcome into the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, love having you on today. Renee, let me start with you. You guys had sort of already planned a fundraiser for police officers before the Fairview Heights event started, right?
Well, it was kind of crazy. We had just come out. We do two experience live music rows a year, and we've been doing that for several years now. We came out of our May event, and the night before we came up with this, went to bed knowing that there was something big going on in Fairview, but we didn't know what it was. And Connie and I spoke the next morning and said, you know, we wanted to take what we've been doing with Experience Live Music Row and turn it into something more community-driven. Started working with the chief of police here in Belleville, and we were planning our September Experience Live Music Row, telling him we wanted to raise proceeds for our community Belleville Police Department. And he said, yeah, great. And then he came back about an hour later and said, you know, we really want those proceeds to go to Fairview. And Connie and I were like, oh, my gosh, yes, nice. Of course.
Nice. So this is June 28th. It's going to be in downtown Belleville. They're going to have the street closed off, a couple of bands playing. Connie, tell me what people can expect out there.
Well, we have streets blocked off at approximately 200 East Main, right by Copper Fire. And then we also have the streets blocked up off at 200 West Main in front of Rachel's Sidebar and Venue on Main. And there'll be stages at both ends. People can walk back and forth. We'll have music starting at 1 and it goes till 11 p.m. on both ends. A lot of these musicians donated time. We had people that donated stage equipment, all kinds of things are starting to come in. We'll have beer sales. We're going to be selling T-shirts. We're going to sell the lacrosse team is selling our bands. And so anyway, the proceeds from all of the baskets that we're getting in from we're going to have raffles that goes to the police department.
Well, I tell you what, Connie Tilley, Renee Eichholz, co-owners of Copper Fire and Venue on Main, thanks for what you're doing. June 28th in downtown Belleville. Be there. Enjoy the music. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
All right. You bet. Take care. Hang around. We'll see you back here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.